morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 10th. You'll be interested to know. 124 years ago, today, in 1901, the inaugural Nobel Prizes honored pioneering achievements in physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and peace, recognizing individuals whose work advanced human knowledge and welfare. This landmark recognition established an enduring international standard of excellence and inspired generations of scientists, writers, and activists to pursue creative, beneficial breakthroughs. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas. This morning it's looking clean with 1+ foot waves rolling in. Conditions are glassy early on with offshore winds at 4 miles per hour. Expect the swell to shift to 1 to 2 feet by the afternoon with fair conditions as winds turn onshore at 4 miles per hour. Winds will shift to onshore at 5 miles per hour later in the day. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming low tide when the west swell is 1 feet at 10 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first low tide on Wednesday will be 2.5 feet at 7:15 a.m., followed by a 4.5-foot high tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Expect clean conditions with waves around 2 to 3 feet on Friday morning, ideal for catching a barrel. Winds remain light, but by Saturday, the swell drops to 2 feet with onshore breezes, creating fair conditions. Sunday sees a slight increase in size, with steady 2-foot waves, making it the most favorable day of the period. This morning, it's sunny, and it feels like 60 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:43, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:44. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 68 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 55 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be sunny with a high near 67 and a light west wind up to 567 and a light west wind up to 5. String of mainly dry days follows with highs slipping into the low 60s by Saturday and Sunday and nights in the mid-50s, with patchy fog possible late Friday night and again early Saturday morning. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Donald Bren, the 93-year-old real estate tycoon, is shaking up San Diego with his recent exit from the downtown office market. Bren's firm, Irvine Company, was once the largest office landlord in the area, but he has been selling off properties since 2024, concluding with a significant discount this fall. His departure signals concern over the high office vacancy rates, which currently sit at 35.6%, indicating a potential long-term issue for downtown San Diego. While some investors are following suit and focusing on stronger submarkets, the city remains a hub for biotech and tourism, with ongoing residential development. Now on to sports. Notre Dame has taken its ball and gone home, and everyone is worse off for it. The 10-2 Fighting Irish announced they would not accept a bowl bid after being the first team left out of the college football playoff field. This move is short-sighted and embarrassing, removing any sympathy fans may have had for the Irish. It is hard to see how this decision helps their chances for the 12th national title in 2026. The Irish are giving up valuable bowl practice time, despite having a promising team with bright young players. This disappointing choice reflects poorly on the program's legacy in college football. In local sports, the Mountain West Conference is flexing its postseason muscle as 7 league teams have secured bowl game invitations in 2025. This marks the 18th time in the past 19 seasons, excluding the COVID-affected 2020 season, that at least 5 teams reached bowls, showcasing the conference's depth. With this latest achievement, the Mountain West extends its total bowl appearances since 1999 to 140, holding an all-time record of 70 wins and 60 losses. The 7 teams include champions and rising programs, all bringing exciting storylines into December. This bowl season promises compelling matchups and a chance to enhance the league's national standing. In top news, how many dog treats is too many for your pup? We asked veterinarians for guidance on this question. Everyone loves to spoil their pet with toys and treats, but too many treats can interfere with a dog's core diet. Experts recommend that treats should make up no more than 10% of a pet's daily calorie intake. When choosing treats, look for those that clearly state the number of calories and ingredients. Additionally, consider the size of the treat, ensuring it is proportional to your dog's size to avoid choking hazards. In business news, silver prices have just smashed a new record. With a precious metal's value roughly doubling since the start of the year, far outpacing stocks, gold, and cryptocurrencies. On Tuesday, silver broke a fresh record, rising above $60 per troy ounce on New York's commodity exchange for the first time ever. Analysts attribute this surge to a mix of factors, including a weakened dollar, tariff politics, and supply shortages. With industrial demand soaring and technological changes driving usage, demand is greater than supply every year. The silver boom is boosting mining companies, with notable stock price increases across major firms. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% to about $93,000. Ethereum is up 7% to just over $3,300. And XRP is up 1% to $2.08. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google is powering a new United States military artificial intelligence platform. The company states that Gemini can assist with tasks like summarizing policy handbooks and creating risk assessments. The Department of Defense is launching its own bespoke AI platform, GenAI.mil, with Google Cloud's Gemini as the first available tool, according to a press release. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth claims the platform puts the world's most powerful frontier AI models directly into the hands of every American warrior. He emphasized that the future of American warfare is here, and it's spelled AI. Google asserts that the platform is for unclassified work only, ensuring that data is not used to train public models. Entertainment news. The Odyssey gets a 6-minute prologue trailer ahead of Avatar, fire and ash. When millions of moviegoers fill IMAX auditoriums to see James Cameron's Avatar, Fire and Ash, they will enjoy an extended sneak peek at one of 2026's biggest films, Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey. This prologue features Matt Damon, who plays the hero on a years-long journey home after fighting in the Trojan War. The prologue will also screen on IMAX this weekend before Warner Brothers re-releases of its film Sinners. IMAX has a long-standing partnership with Nolan, having previously screened a sneak peek of his film Oppenheimer. The Odyssey will be the first film shot entirely with IMAX film cameras. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and philosopher, William James Durant. And he said, "Every science begins as philosophy and ends as art." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.